The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There was a certain media that asked to do an interview on me. I was called down into the city and they set up the interview. Interviewer, they had photographer, they also had somebody videoing the interview. And the interview starts, we get underway, a couple of minutes. What's your current work? What are you doing? What's your ideas? And before I know it, a person opens the door and says, Rav Goldwasser, you have a telephone call. I'm in the middle. I'm on the camera. I can't be mavab. I said, please tell them to wait. I continue. The person comes back. They cannot wait. I said, is it urgent? The person said, they said it's a matter of life or death. I said, I'll take the call. Answer the call. The person begins to tell me that they've had it. The job went down. The marriage went down. They didn't have personal hatzlocha. There are certain things that they have, shverakite and problems. They have a bottle, I hesitate to say it, a bottle of pills. And they just took one. And they're going to make a siyum on the bottle. I said, wait, hold on. You made the call. We're talking right now. Let's speak. And I began to talk to the individual. All of a sudden, in the middle while we're talking, he says, you're trying to delay me. You're just trying, this is delay tactics. I said, no, I promise you, I'd like to get to know you. I don't know you to delay you, but I want to talk with you. That's it, I'm taking the bottle. I said, wait a minute, wait. You mispala for siyata dishmaya at every moment. Hashem gave me the words at that second. I said, what's your name? Reuven. Reuven? I don't believe it. Your name is really Reuven? Yes. Do you know who Reuven was? From the entire Chumash? Reuven? Hatzil? Reuven? The one that guarded life? The one that rescued life? The one that came to Yosef HaTzadik? Take a look at Chazal. Reuven. Reuven is the person that gives life, that wants life, that stands for life. You have to have life. You need life. You've got to give others life. I need you to live. He stopped. He said, Rebbe, is that really who Reuven was? I said, let me ask you a question. Do you have a Chumash Bereishis? He said, yes. I said, I'll wait right here. Will you get it? He said, I'm afraid to put the phone down. I said, then just hold on. I spoke with him for quite a bit of time until I was able to fix that someone would come to get him. I hung up the telephone, sweating, soaked with perspiration. I was ready to continue the interview. The interviewer says, Rav Goldwasser, we've got everything we need. We don't need to interview anymore. On a day, in an age like today, we got to tell the value of life, that every single person matters. There's not a yid in the world, a boy or a girl, that cannot be a future Mashiach. You got children in the class? I don't care whether they make olives or whether they make hays or vavs or zion or tuf. I don't care what their projected potential is. I don't care what the standardized tests prove. That's a Yiddish neshama. And that neshama has a yicholis, a potential that's explosive.